Number 16. Bottom line in bad times. Obsess over the top line. The legendary former Ritz-Carlton chief executive, Horst Schulz, came out of retirement to launch a luxury brand of small hotels. In a 2008 Prestige magazine interview, he directly addressed, with aplomb, the issue of starting a new business during a big recession. Quote, "I will not accept the explanation of a recession negatively affecting the new business. There are still people traveling. We just have to get them to stay in our hotel," unquote. This kind of attitude reminds us that instant mindless cutting of R&D or training or sales force travel in the face of a downturn is often counterproductive, or rather, downright dumb. Bad times become a top-line hypermanic. Cutting, cutting, cutting is typically recession, obsession, preoccupation number one. Cutting is probably necessary, but don't let it stop you from becoming born-again sales hounds. With whatever tools you can dream up, redouble your time and effort aimed at increasing your business with existing customers and maybe bagging a few new ones along the way. And this advice doesn't just apply in bad times. I'm obsessed with the top line. I want everything I do to scream distinction. And so I ask how every damn thing I do creates brand value distinction. I do pour over my P&Ls and savagely attack costs every now and then, but the first item I eyeball is gross revenue. If gross revenue is growing at a healthy clip, then I know that all is likely well, or at least not bad. Summary. What's new? Lend an ear. You ain't gonna beat the likes of China on cost. The alternative, and there's only one, is to sharpen your focus on innovation and provision of memorable experience, and hence on top-line growth. Instead of waiting to launch a new idea or business until, quote, things get better, unquote, or starting off every project with a focus on cost minimization, consider instead this quote from former Lendlease Australia CEO Stuart Hornery, quote, "Every project we take on starts with a question. How can we do what has never been done before?" McHornery's bold question, your automatic question number one. Quote, "How will this project enhance the customer experience in a way that is so dramatically different from our competitors that we capture new customers and retain old customers and grow our share of business with them and markedly boost the top line?" Quote, "Think different," unquote, must be a full-time preoccupation in good times and bad. For starters, and a big deal, that means constantly and purposefully exposing yourself to and absorbing diverse input. Set up a lunch tomorrow with somebody new from a different line of work than yours, or spend the evening perusing articles on a topic way off the mainstream for you. Or invite the local grocery store manager to address your team in purchasing or HR. Keep the new inputs pouring in. They are the best path for sustaining a top-line obsession, marked by a constant string of new products and services. Can you really constantly think about new and, quote, dramatically, unquote, different? Isn't it pie in the sky? Isn't it exhausting? Isn't it guru babble? In four words, no, 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 and no. That is, surrounded by new inputs, ideas, and people becomes the new normal. It becomes odd not to be bombarded by new ideas and their proponents, from R&D to purchasing. Rather than tiring, it becomes, and I'm not kidding here, exhilarating and an attractant to interesting people, and then, hence, a self-fulfilling prophecy.